Here we go.
Hello, St. Louis. Hi there, Buffalo. So many places where we could go.
I have this urge to leave the home I love. I want to go where most don't think about. Everyone always visits us and looks up.
So
Bloomington, Indiana, a Bloomington, Illinois. Stop for us to take a trip, oh boy. Will you join me on back roads of this land? Forget a plan, we have our maps and dreams. Don't need to have family there to visit the town. Scope it on our own, show ourselves around. The city itself can become our friend, oh yeah. Let's go, go, go. You have things that tie you down. Well, that's okay. You don't leave any tough opportunity. Can't wait for anyone to take a trip in your life. My mind's on Pittsburgh and Carbondale. It's at time and as I set sail to Athens in Ohio, another in Georgia.
So
Bloomington, Indiana, or Bloomington, Illinois, there has to be an Egypt CK room. Cause around our yard, must be Idaho, and a London town, and Ontario. Let's go, where there's no Palmer Beach in sight, where the whole town of paradise. It could be hot for us. Perry Gusses, Ullus, and the spice of blue. Just as deep, nothing blocks our view. Sun circles the sky and stares out to the cat. Makes us feel like the day will never end. Sun stares out to the cat. Sun stares out to the cat. And 101, I'll live in Saskatchewan. One, China, Saskatoon, or maybe lose a job. 101, I'll be in Saskatchewan. One, this is very hard, it's as it's going on. When it's harder, it's the safe. But one cause we are on the right. For they don't know that this is a little sunbelt. It's cool as a giant cold that even felt. So it's in Toronto and Montreal. And it feels like spring when the Chinooks blow. Where's the Chinooks blow? Where's the Chinooks blow? Oh, 101 on the fish of Scotch. One, two, the China is our baby. This is all 101 of the end of Scotch. One, for the night power up to the 40 out. And this very hard face has
how's it going on?
How's it going on?
How's it going on?
How's it going on? It could be all for us.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. My name is Matt, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Monster Pussycat. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
So let's start off with introductions. Let us know who's in the room, what they're doing.
My name is Monster Pussycat Malarkey Sunshine, and I sing and sometimes play drums.
My name is Steve. I play guitar.
And I'm Maria on the drums.
And some vocals. She sings too.
And some vocals.
And for those who haven't seen you guys before, tell us a little bit about what's different about the drum setup and how that got started as well.
I have a pretty stripped down drum set, and I've got, it's pretty normal, except I have the bass drum up on like a restaurant stand. And it's that way because I had a disc injury in my back, and it was kind of like, give up the drums or figure out something new.
And it was an excellent solution, I think.
I think it probably makes it more entertaining to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I love the visuals of not only having you standing, but then also having the bass drum on the stand makes it, I think, a lot more unique. So it was an excellent solution.
And I think it it gives a lot of limitations, but I think those limitations in this context are really good. Keeps it simple and really, you know,
I have two limbs. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about that notion of intentional limitations. Is that something that you all incorporate into the music?
I think so. Definitely. Some intentional limitations as far as having shorter songs, keeping it below 3 minutes, and, you know, not adding extra players or instruments into it. Yeah.
And when you set out to form Monster Pussycat, was this the lineup that you envisioned, or did it sort of evolve as you were developing it?
Yeah, we actually didn't know. Me and Steve started the band first, and we didn't really know what was going to happen. We just started writing one song per week, and we knew at some point at least one person would join the band, and we knew we didn't want to be an all-boy band, and we knew we'd need a drummer at some point. And then basically everything we need became embodied in one single person named Marie. And we auditioned for her, and she said, okay, I'll be in a band with you guys.
And I feel like by the time we played out, I had been like playing the drums for 1 month.
Yeah.
So that lends to our punk rock nature.
Right. But I think that first practice that we had with you, I think we were more nervous than you. I mean, you were right. You're right. We were auditioning for you, kind of.
We did.
Yeah. And you've had a song since just about the beginning about a bass player, a fictional bass player, who decided not to join the band. And I thought at first that it was a true story. But was there any point when you thought that you wanted to add a bass player, or was that a conscious decision to eliminate that?
I guess it was a little of both. I mean, we like the idea of not having a bass player. There's certainly a lot of bands me and Steve were influenced by, especially from Olympia, Washington, like Beat Happening and the Gossip and such, that were so perfect without a bass. And so that worked out. But, you know, who knows? It could have happened. It just didn't happen. And the more time passed, the more we realized we just didn't need such a person in the band. And that's one of a few songs we don't play out anymore. So that's a little blast from the past.
Yeah.
Four-string no-show.
And how long have you been around now?
Me and Steve started the band, practicing with the band, in October 2008, and our first show was February 14th, 2009.
Wow. So
Malarkey keeps really good statistics on things.
This is true. Actually, better than almost any other musician I can think of. You recently celebrated the Run on Sunshine 1 year anniversary.
That's right.
I recall that you've celebrated your own personal Tucson anniversary. Malarkey is very fastidious about dates.
Yes. He actually knows my work schedule better than I do.
So over the course of that time in Monster Pussycat, what would you say has been the biggest change in either your sound or your approach to the band?
I mean, I would say it was a matter of really learning how to play together. And also, I mean, Steve has been in a lot of bands over the years. Me and Marie, her first band drumming, my first band singing. And like, me and Marie have come so far doing what we do. Like, we play KXCI. One of our first shows was actually on KXCI back in April 2009. And I kind of can't listen to those recordings anymore because I sound like a little kid, but not a kid who knows how to sing. And at some point, I know how to sing now, but at least I know how to use my voice and what I can do with it and ways to not hurt myself when I sing. And
tell them what you studied to learn those techniques.
Oh my, I wish I knew the exact name of the lady. Well, I do know my friend Heather in Chicago, good friend of mine, sat me down and showed me these videos of this lady who teaches the heavy metal singers how to scream without hurting themselves. And even though I'm not in sick of it all, I still found some of the basic skills very useful about how to breathe and how to like project into your head to kind of resonate your voice rather than just shredding your vocal cords.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about you guys? Is there anything that you can think of that's changed over the last couple of years?
I've learned how to play the drums a little bit.
That always helps.
But we're still punk rock, you know, and I think that that quality, it's like, it's positive and it's minimalistic, and there's that element of seeing a live show and not being certain what is going to happen, you know,
mm-hmm.
if we're going to derail or if we're just going to go crazy or or whatnot.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that's the one thing I really like about this band, because it always, when we're playing, it always feels like we're about to just lose it. And we never, I mean, I don't think we ever really do, but there's always that kind of
tension,
and it makes it interesting. And yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to talk a bit about the new LP and about the release show and all that a little later, but I'd love to hear some more music first. You're listening to Locals Only here on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. We are in the midst of our fall membership drive as well, so go to kxci.org if you'd like to pledge your support during this performance. Back to the music.
Here's a song called Eastern Washington.
Eastern! Well, such a deadless lay on the other end. Hey, that's where it's at. So much beauty and beauty to push. Stairs on this for bad, a bunch of folk. Some of us live and feel like seven. It's yellow bears and urban, which is like chill. Eastern Washington, desert northwest summer. Kiss that high Eastern Washington. What sizzles here, it's only 95. It's perfect spot, just ain't its very own best.
Hey, that's an idea.
We'll call it what the Eastern heck could have it. Down in Pomeroy, invite Phil, Brad, and Carl to see High News Falls. No one else can see you like I do. I love you, Eastern Washington. Nowhere else can she be like you do. Except for Eastern, Eastern, Eastern Oregon. From the northeast, live in the southwest, to the northwest, I love the Midwest. Celebrating some do not get, live in a Midwest, other Southwest. If you think it's irony, you don't know irony. If you think I'm joking, then you don't know me. No region, city, or state can own me. Not looking to move, start a new life. Can't hurt to look. And beaches, but not in the summer, when I'd walk by the cornfield and bike past the silos, where some can only see nothing, I'd see everything. I love the Midwest, love the Midwest, I love the Midwest, I love the Midwest. Yeah, no, it's not for me, to me it's flat, the rivers and my brain. No more can own me. No. Oh no. Maybe I'm thinking about Albuquerque. From volcanoes and perfect looks of Westminster, forests and snow and sandy mountains, in between those the mighty Rio Grande, whiskey trees and year-round oasis, it calls to me across that valley. It pulls at me anytime I'm wandering from a field walk to where it started. Old town, it's got a skipper line, no other town, so I'm just 366. Buffalo in and up too. There's so much to do to make me. I'm dreaming pneumatical. Maybe I'm moving to Albuquerque. Makes me howl like the lobos at the university. When away I'm missing something like an art in a street. Wanna see it from above like the Escobar balloons. Make my dick city, yeah, my city is no highlight. My desert sunlight. Could I survive cocoa winter night? How many times must I visit some place before I really, 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 really get it? How long must I hang out somewhere before I see I actually never will I ever call this to my home? Or have I been dreaming for too long? The idea of fate never goes away. 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 Maybe I'm remembering Albuquerque. Degrees of love, I have a vegan and the yummy at the foyer. Maybe catch a fit at Capitol Theater. Then I'm ready to go for a poor house party. Step and come for a long swim. Play and the pasties. Dance in our living room. Friends in the yard. Cause I'm home though, I'm so far. 360, I'm so in love. 360, area code of love. Remember till then, 360 around is love. 360 degrees of love. 360, I'm so in love. 360 area code of love. Olympia, you're not my home. Don't get the best from away from who I've ever known. Olympia, you're not my home. But you're the best from away from who I've ever known.
You're tuned into 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name's Matt. This is Locals Only. I'm live in Studio 2A with Monster Pussycat. So, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
And I want to hear about the new album. So, first, tell us sort of the general concept of it, because I know that this is an album that has some overarching themes, narratives.
It does. And it was not the kind of concept album where we sat down and said, let's write a bunch of songs about this. It's more like we were writing all these songs, and some of these songs go very far back. In fact, the song we just played, 360 Only Love, is one of only three songs we're playing on this session at KXCI. Marie, you like my statistics, right? Mm-hmm. Only three songs that we also played on our original KXCI session. Everything else has been written since then. So this, we have songs going back to our very earliest days, when it was just me and Steve writing songs, all the way up to stuff we wrote just really less than a year ago. But there was a certain point where I realized I was writing a lot of songs about places and that we could actually do an entire record that was geographical. So it's called Tales of the City, T-A-I-L-S, of course, because Monster Pussy Cat, and we love the kitty cats. And the cover, there's a front cover and a back cover that shows different stages of a cat destroying a city. Our friend Bobby Carlson from Feel Free, who are playing with us at Solar Culture Friday, he drew the artwork. He does all the cat drawings for this band. And yeah, so it's geographical, and we actually have just finished all of the songs we're playing that are about different cities. as the wandering cat embodied on the artwork. He's been wandering from town to town, just kind of having a good time, but eventually trying to find that special home to settle down in. And then the rest of the songs are actually about Tucson, the place where that cat decides to spend his life. And I met a really nice cat outside of the KXCI studios today. I want to say hi to that cat.
It was a nice cat.
Very
nice
full cat. Of dreadlocks.
Yeah.
That's the cat.
He didn't want the end of my burrito.
So is there a hint of autobiographical elements to the album?
I don't know what Marie's noise is, man. But I mostly write based on experience. I'm not very good at imagining what it's like to be someone else. It's true. You know, fictionalize some elements, so it's not like too much like someone listens to a song and goes like, oh my gosh, I'm in that song. So it's not like that. But yeah, definitely. And I definitely did seek the home I want to be in, and I chose Tucson because it's a great place. I love it here.
So tell me about the recording of the album.
Well, I know I'm talking a lot. No. Feel free to jump in here. that's right, because we've recorded some records since the last time on KXCI. So it's very exciting. We had a 7-inch out, and we recorded with the same people in the same place, our LP, because it went so well the first time around. Loveland Studios, Nathan Sabatino engineering and mastering also. And then our good friend Serge from the Pork Torta and other great bands as the producer. All on 2-inch tape, reel-to-reel, and analog recording.
That's excellent. So what are the challenges of recording analog? And I guess what are the joys of it as well?
Well, there was a great story that came out of this whole process because we bought the tape off of eBay. And it's all used tape. And, you know, it's kind of a crapshoot and if it's going to be good or not. And this one reel that we got wasn't that great. It was old and falling apart, but it had this great hip-hop track on it.
Get your move.
Amazing.
And so then we were like, this is so great, this is amazing. So we ended up incorporating it into the secret track on the new Monster Bus.
Oh, wow. Wow.
The secret's just been revealed.
Yeah.
Nobody's heard it yet, though. Even Matt hasn't heard it.
Yeah,
you have the advance, but it's not on there.
Oh, all right. I actually thought that was going to turn into a plug for Shut Up Little Man at the Loft, yeah. But I guess that you have a rap song, not screaming old men on the old tapes that you found.
Yes, no.
Would you say that that there were any specific lessons that you learned in recording the 7-inch that you applied on the full length, or was it more or less the same type of process?
The thing that comes to my mind is that we, I feel like capturing that live raw energy is the thing that makes us fun to watch live, and it's the thing that makes it fun to listen to, you know, so mm-hmm. not doing it too much, not trying to make it something that it's not, you know.
So were the tracks recorded live or the overdubs?
It's probably like 90-95% live, and a little bit of like, if anything, it's like vocal, a little bit of vocal stuff that went mm-hmm. over, or like, you know, a little, you know, our claps were our most challenging track.
Like, right.
We had some people with not the best rhythm.
Yes, we have awful rhythm.
But there was some challenges as far as definitely also like a learning process, but we did the LP in two sessions, one in January, one in late April, and I got sick for the first session. I get sick a lot for someone who lives a healthy lifestyle. And I got really bad, I don't know if it was the flu. So we went in January and we recorded, I mean, typically a band does the scratch vocals and adds the real vocals later. That's typical. And so that's what we had to do in that first session because I was sick and the original scratch vocals sounded pretty scratchy or it sounded terrible. So I had to go in like a month later to overdub the real vocals. And it felt really, I mean, it still came out really well, but it was challenging because that's not natural to me. Like we work so well as a live band and all playing off each other, and Matt, you're in the studio, can see me and Marie exchanging these looks,
right?
It's beyond cute. So when we went into that second session, we said, okay, I'm not sick now, the live vocals will be the real vocals, unless, and there's like maybe a few small overdubs, like a few little things we fixed. But and also that second session was really magical because that was pretty much all first take. Like we just bam 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 bam, I think we recorded 7 songs in 2 hours, all live takes.
Now, you've alluded to songs that you worked on with Steve. For this album, were you working on songs as a full band in the writing process, or would you typically bring a song to the others and then flesh it out together? How did that work?
Well, yeah, we typically, as everything on this LP, up to everything up to including every song in the LP, started with my lyrics and melodies, and these songs I actually would bring to Murray and Steve, and then I would just kind of keep singing the songs over and over and over again.
We would get some a cappella out of Malarkey.
Oh, uh-huh, there you go.
We'd figure out what was going on.
Which is kind of how my other band started, but we'll talk about the other band some other time, okay? Yeah, it's about Monster Pussycat. Yeah.
So do you hum for Steve the guitar melody that you have in mind, or does
no,
Steve come up
all.
With everything?
Because he's a guitar player, I'm not.
No, I mean, the process is really interesting. He comes with the melody, the vocal melody, and then me and Marie kind of jam it out, and, I kind of, a guitar part forms, and it's, it feels very organic. It's just, it doesn't feel forced, and it's the easiest band I've ever been in, actually, so.
Aw, but there's one song, it is coming up in the next set, I guess I'll just mention it now, and I guess maybe we'll play those songs.
Perfect.
We're going to slip in a new song in the next set, which, strangely enough, it's kind of geographical, so if it's in, I guess I just can't stop with that. It takes place in Tucson, and we wrote it very differently. Steve! Actually, it started out our recording session in January, Steve starts jamming, and then Marie starts playing some drums, and I think you recorded it on your phone. And then just months later, you came back and you jammed again, and we recorded another demo of it. And over the summer, I came up with lyrics to go along with it. So this time, it actually started with Steve. And I think we're really excited because this is the first song we wrote for this future second release. And I think we're really excited to start getting into different kinds of songwriting and really mixing things up and diversifying in that way.
Excellent. So you can hear an example of that in this next set of music from Monster Pussycat. You're listening to Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
Here they come again. I can't figure out what they're doing here. In chilly winter, Tucson's weakest time of year. Snowbirds clutter roads with delusions of warmth. Nothing's relative while I shivered each night. The sense that I know can't last too long. Dreams of orange buses blown on March breezes. Nations stand by in its endless phases. Through open windows to greet an early spring. Protect the snow depression in heaven off a big scoop. Spring and two suns might have easy April showers. I can skip to the flowers. There they go again. I can't figure out why they're leaving here. May and June, Tucson's sweetest time of year. How they complain about this blessed gift I love. Oh, clouds and rain and snow are a planet away. Sun obliterates, memory smell and collie. Scorching inside, from forever days of time. Sharing warm nights in the Occupy. The only place where I can doubly admire. Depression in heaven, I can see it too. Cause I live in that place. Why say summer in Tucson, my heaven, are the streets deep. I was born to embrace. Here I go again. They can't figure out why I'm leaving here. It's okay, monsoon, some folks' favorite time of year. I find beauty and lightning, sudden rainbows. No euphoria, my dear, and dry heat. Rising dew points, free me to roam up north. The sun that linger on the crack of the early dawn. Here I'm home again. This desert brought us in my hope. From my fears of barren hope. I can never survive under the shade, clouds, and rain. This world of hell, they live through a monster. I believe that fear and sunshine. Sky in this perfect place. Makes me reflect on the fire at the rocks of solitaire party. I run away in my desert state. When I'm lonely, I say no, no, no. That's it, pity sure takes my breath away. All that I can say is oh, oh, oh.
the Monkey Wrench Party. Wait, try to get the part.
Kisses, brand new song. You know they won't stay there, they won't stay. And Army Park boys will blow away. But you know they won't stay there, they won't stay. And neighborhood that was started back in 1873. People walk along these streets and were avoiding these from view. With the statue roaring empty like that used to be a hotel. On the way to Kids Museum, rotate August State Cathedral in Armory Park! Armory Park! The park was pretty, Paul Jay's always hoping to win on. We'll be back to up with them, so crazy people hanging down. Armory Park! Armory Park!
seen a girl riding her bike down South of Six, the kind of girl I'd like to meet and kiss. My neighbors today could be my friends tonight. Like Dun, Buffalo, and Westview, but they don't move me the way you do. And if you donate your plasma, artists live at Tin House, DJs rock, KXEI, and historical house is the great community of life. Armory Park, Armory Park, Broadway, then run south, number 42nd Street, just around west to the tracks, see the murderers. The neighborhood town started in 1863, got lots of feral kitties, and my favorite place to be. Armory Park, Armory Park. South and forth, hear the chimes roll by from the front porch to south to downtown. It all feels so right. You're my number one homeless in my home. Promise always I'll come to you in Armory Park.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. My name's Matt, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Monster Pussycat, playing tracks from the upcoming LP, which you can get on Friday, right?
Friday at Solar Culture Gallery, 8:30 start time. All ages, of course, because for such a special event, it had to be all ages. $5 cover. The LPs are going to be $10. And starting the night off will be Dr. Dinosaur, one of our favorite Tucson bands, and some of our favorite people.
Yay!
And then some of our other favorite people from Flagstaff, Feel Free, are going to play in the middle slot. And then Monster Pussycat is going to play last. And then there's an after party at La Colcina. It's the coming out dance party. KXCI's own Jaime J, along with Raw B, are going to DJ. So we won't be playing at La Colcina. We'll be dancing with our friends.
There we go.
It's going to be very exciting. And also I'll say that there's an after party for KXCI session tonight. In the new song, Trail Kisses, I mention DJ Matt McCoy and Black Monday at the Surly Wench. And I'm DJing there. My set starts at 11 o'clock, so I'm going to run down there. I'm going to play some tracks from the new Monster Pussycat records, and also we're all going to dance together over there. It's going to be an all-vinyl night. Very exciting.
Awesome. We actually, in the last hour while you guys were getting set up, we heard the track Malarkey DJ's Black Monday by Dr. Dinosaur.
Yay.
Appropriately enough. If there was ever a night to play it, it was this night. I love the new song, and I would like to hear a little bit about, both in terms of that song and Armory Park and some of the others. I mean, Tucson is really a character in this band, I'd say. And what is it that you find, or let me rephrase, how has Tucson become sort of a muse for you personally, for this band, and within the narrative of the album, you know, ending up in Tucson, what is it specifically that's drawn you to it?
Well, I mean, Tucson has so much amazing imagery, like the sunsets and the cactus, and it just, I feel like it's just ripe for people to be writing stories that take place here. You know, you think about like good storytelling songwriting, like Bruce Springsteen has in New Jersey. Not that I'm as good as him or anything, but I really feel like Tucson is very deserving of that, with very specific Tucson references. There was a lot of them in that last set. In fact, KXCI gets a shout out in our song Armory Park, because KXCI is here.
Make your pledges.
Heck yeah.
I just renewed downstairs. You can stop by and do your pledging. Maybe see something cool about a radio station, community radio.
There you go.
Yeah. I'll be guest starring in Al Perry's show tomorrow, the Clambake 6-8, playing. He's going to be the first DJ in the world to play songs from the actual vinyl on the air. And I probably should briefly just jump in and say we're actually releasing two records this weekend, crazily enough.
Oh, all right. So what's the other?
It is called The Three-Way Cuddle. The Monster Pussycat track, we will not say the name of it on the air, although by amazing trick, we're going to play that song and self-censor ourselves. KXCI exclusive version of that song. And our friends Feel Free have two great tracks on it. And then the final track is by my other band, Run on Sunshine. It's a first vinyl appearance of that. And it's on Bloat Records, and also it's a co-release with my label, Cat Cassettes, because, well, it's not a cassette, it's a record. The Run on Sunshine song was recorded on a 4-track cassette. So
will that 7-inch be available at the Friday show as well?
Absolutely. So that'll be a $5 record and the LP will be 10. And then technically the official release for the 7-inch is on Saturday at Stinkweeds Records in Phoenix. Maybe Phoenix friends are listening. Come on out to that. But yeah, definitely, whether you're in Tucson or Phoenix, we'll have every record available for you.
Perfect. Well, I think we have just enough time to squeeze in the last few songs here. I want to thank Monster Pussycat again for joining us. Real quick, if people like your music and they want to find you online, do you have a Facebook page or website, MySpace, anything like that that you want to shout out about?
We do. We still have the MySpace, but it's not a lot there because it's still technically there. And I at least update the tour dates, but definitely trying to get into some other websites. Facebook, we got a Facebook page. Please like us there. And also, we just started our Bandcamp page. Actually, wait till Friday because everything will be like official then. Good air. I can't say it's like Monster Pussycat minus the last three letters .bandcamp.com.
There you go.
And not only will all our show dates be up there, but you will be able to listen to all our tracks and even download them. Like the digital version of our releases will be up there.
Perfect. All right. So here's Monster Pussycat. Stay tuned for the Hub at 10 o'clock. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, Duncan.
Duncan.
Fight what is when I'm a baby university. Fight what is when I'm a baby university. Fight what is when I'm a baby. Yeah, this is so cool. Film at the bar, cause I'm country club. My blood's on the pass. Steady palms of San Fuse. Never live in it, but nice to look at. Cuddle box, Campbell, now the mall of the day. Kids play, this beat I'm learning today. Practice and old name, this is pretty. Like what? When I'm a baby, yeah, I make it. This is for college kids, go see NBC. But it's not for me. Fourth lap could take me downtown. That's more my style, but not for a while. After Stoke, it kicked me right into the tracks. Or to Dry River, where I could dance. This path takes me from the south to the west. But my sweetheart can take me anywhere. University, like when I'm a baby. University, like when I'm a baby. University, like when I'm a baby. Na na na. What does it mean? All those bad days don't seem real at all. It could not be without a bright sun, but it's much more. Cat purring at my lake, she can feel it. Every house on every block steals my heart. Girl smiling on a bike, but after her, still not alone. Tucson, my lover. And me, I'm sexy in the city. Kind of a day when the ugly things are pretty. Have a crush on a little girl. Want to send the love letter to the world. Stones let me down, but I forgive it. All those bad days leading up to this. My name of Friday, cry. Now I'd rather stop the heavens here like Mary Tyler. Let's stay in the big city. The two pennies for you, the happiness of me. Other days, my head is going noise. Bad days, but then I recall how just being alive fills me with awe. more, but I'm not more than a small place in it. You're coming up and yet, like any other boy you meet. But make my day just to bring me the treat. I'd like to have more, but I promise that we will first be friends. I'm ready to tell what I want. I'm ready to get what you need. This part of the channel, the part will set me free. I'm so all the time. Ready to tell what I need. Ready to tell what you want. First part is a 4-3. Second part is what it's about. Cuddle me, cuddle me, cuddle me, cuddle me, cuddle me, cuddle me, cuddle me. Nothing hurts even less. Don't want to bleep and run, or bleep and be done. Stay all night, all night, all night. And mega wake up for you, and mega wake up for you, and mega wake up for you, and mega, 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 mega. Bleep and cuddle, bleep and cuddle, bleep and cuddle.